calling, so I think it's on 373.
73 Ken, KO4CN. I'll be monitoring.
KFW Mobile.
4CN, would you hang up on her?
She had a couple of things she had to do, so she let me go.
How was your work?
Really good. It was uneventful. Day went by pretty quick.
It wasn't bad. Not too many crises to handle, so it was actually not a bad day.
I'm sitting here riding down the road. There's this RV busted in front of me pulling a Jeep. The man, he's all over the road. He tried to take out this tractor trailer twice.
Boy.
I'm driving, or if he's just too tired.
A combination of the two.
He's got Florida tags, so I figured he's probably tired.
RV's on the road today. Got fifth wheels go by me going southbound.
They must be getting ready. Kids must be out of school. Well, yeah, the kids got out of school yesterday, I know, in Anderson.
Spartanburg already be done. I know my kids are done, but they're homeschooled, so that's a little different.
For a little while with the kids.
Good. I mean, but start ratcheting it up a little bit then.
Just broke up really bad. It's probably me, though. I think this spot right here I'm in is a bad location.
Now?
Yeah, I can hear you better now.
I enjoyed having him home, but out my older son, we're just wondering whether she can continue once he gets in the junior high and high school.
You know, my first wife, she liked to do that, but now I think it's better you get a little bit socialized than that before you know, you're kind of sheltered, and then you get out and the world is different than you know it.
Yeah, that's one reason why we keep them in Boy Scouts. That way they get that social aspect with the other kids, and like my son going to summer camp this next weekend, so that's going to be a good experience for him to go all week.
As long as you're doing that, it should be good.
Wife early on, they do the scouts. If they ever decide they don't want to do Boy Scouts anymore, that's fine, but they got to find something else to do, whether it's another sport or something, just always keep that interaction going.
What shortage going to be today?
Anything new today, ain't no telling. I'm sure they'll come up with another crisis.
With a new one about every week, don't they?
Same for 2021. Just kind of keep everybody on their toes with the next new crisis. You plan for this evening?
Some steaks and a few shrimp, and that. My sister's staying with us while she's waiting for them to kick her boyfriend out. Sit back and chill, I think.
Shoot. I don't got where I go home. If I sit on the couch, I just about just veg out. I don't want to get up anymore. I was about to fall asleep yesterday about 7, 8 o'clock.
At 8 o'clock, 8:30 anyway.
Figure out how to get started going to bed at a good time so I can be at work early. I don't know what else to do. Either that or my B-ship counterpart. I need to get him on board, but he's still struggling a bit, so it's either me or him.
I can't hardly fall asleep on the couch. My dog won't let me. She'll come over and she'll nudge on you and push on you to get up and let her out. And then 10 minutes later, she wants to come back in. And then 10 minutes after that, she wants to go back out. And she can't make up her mind.
Outside, do whatever she wants then, right?
Monks and the squirrels are out there and that. And she thinks she gave them enough time to come back. She runs out there to see if she can find one.
They make these electronic dog doors that you can put in that if the collar's not, if it doesn't read the collar, it won't unlock the little door. But I don't know what them bears running around you got. I don't know if that'd be a good idea at all.
You might have to have a person get Jimmy in there.
How well those electronic doors work, but I don't know. I'd looked into them at one point in time. I mean, it's a neat idea that it stays locked unless it sees that collar close by, but you never know.
If we ever put the collar on, that means we're going somewhere.
If I put the harness on, especially my pug, man, he goes crazy once we get the harness on. He knows we're going somewhere.
She just mentioned the W word, buddy, and she won't let you go do anything unless you take her for a walk.
So it keeps you active, right?
That ball field by the house, the whole route's probably about a half mile.
And I wish we had a tell my wife, I wouldn't mind getting out and start doing some walking, but I mean, there's a park in Bowen Springs near where I live, which is not bad, but you know, you go up to Lake Bowen, they got a park, but it doesn't really have a nice walking trail at all, so it's either the park in Bowen Springs or walk around the neighborhood where everybody drives crazy.
That ball field in, where was I at the other day? I know it was over towards Spartanburg. I was out in the country, but it's this huge baseball complex.
There's a nice one they built off of New Cut Road up towards Highway 11. You know, I know when I'm headed out that way, they built a nice one out there. I don't know if it's got a bunch of ball fields or not.
Tiger River Park, and it's got a big walking trail around. I mean, it must have 10 or 15 ball fields on it, but it's got a big loop that goes around it, and every, I don't know, a couple of tenths of a mile, they have some kind of workout station, you know, a little bicycle to ride or something. It looked pretty cool.
They got one in Bowling Springs. I've never done it. It looks interesting. They have the Frisbee Golf. It actually looks like a pretty neat sport, but, you know, I don't know how well I do at it.
I take that pretty serious.
Dude. Figure out how to get me and the wife a little, well, actually the whole family a little more active. But, I don't know, it's starting to get hot now. It might be too late to do anything.
I have my bike, but dang, you can't ride it anywhere now without going somewhere to ride it.
That's the downside. I live with my parents, you know, whenever I was much younger, up off of New Cut Road, and you can ride some of the back roads there, but still, like, you always had to be careful. I had a buddy I worked with a long time ago. He used to love riding bikes, and he ended up getting hit by a car, and that's what killed him.
We used to ride, you know, up State Park Road and go up that way, and then go up 25 and that, and we never had an issue.
Hey, mate, I tell my kids, shoot, me and a buddy of mine, I lived over in Whitney, if you know where that's at. We'd ride all the way towards Garner Road, not far from where Spartanburg Regional is, and we'd ride the whole way, go to a comic book store, go get us a bite to eat or something, and ride back home, and either on the sidewalks or you're on the back road.
Back in the day, you can't hardly do it now. You got all these people that really don't need driver's license that are driving.
There's a lot more distractions nowadays. That's why I won't get another motorcycle. There's just too many distractions out there.
You're either, you know, talking on the radio or drinking a Coke or eating a burger or, you know, texting and looking at the map and playing with the big screen there in the middle of the car and everything, and it's just ridiculous.
And as hard as it is, you see, I mean, a lot of people do it. I mean, even I'm guilty of it here and there. I mean, but it's a hard thing not to do. But you see some people be driving down the road holding their phone in front of the steering wheel the whole time.
70 mile an hour.
Yeah, you see plenty of it on I-85. Hey, I'm getting ready to pull into the neighborhoods. I'm going to go ahead and tell you 7-3. Appreciate it. I'm glad I got to talk to you on the way home today. And hopefully we will catch you in the morning, unless I get up early enough to get to work at a really early time. So 7-3 to you. I hope you have a great day and enjoy your steaks tonight. And hopefully we'll holler at you in the morning. It's KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your finals.
Have a good one, and I hope to catch you in the morning. KN4 TFW 73.
This is Andrew, KO4 HKX. Hey, Ken.
Hey, how we doing, Patrick?
Been listening to you and Andrew talk here for the last few minutes.
You got one more stop.
I just pulled into last one. Benson Chrysler here.
You'll take them shocks from my wife's Jeep and I'll just put them on myself.
Is that easy?
Back hatch needs the little, you know, the little shocks to keep it open, the hatch open and that, and they went bad in the first month and a half and just can't. They want you to schedule an appointment. Well, damn, she don't know her schedule until, like, you know, Sunday night. So it's kind of hard to schedule anything.
They're open on Saturday, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they do oil changes, but they don't do service.
It's hard to put those on.
In the olden day, you just pull up there, somebody run out there, throw them on and be done with it. But now that you got COVID, you got to get an appointment.
What I can do to help you out. Bob here, I just wanted to say hello to Andrew and hello to you because I know you'll be gone here shortly. So this is KO4HKX and I'll be clear on your final.
All right, 73, Patrick. Hope you have an awesome day. Enjoy your day off tomorrow. Tell Elise we said hey, and we'll catch you another time, maybe over the weekend. KN4TFW.